This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Final hour of the Bill Michaels Show, and it's a lot of Packers talk in this particular hour. I know coming up tonight, you've got the Bucks and the Celtics. We've talked about that all day today for 3 hours, pretty much. The Brewers tonight, they get underway with the Washington Nationals, who come to Miller Park. Ulys Chacin on the hill tonight for the crew. This portion of the program being brought to you by good friends over at Cousin Subs. Hey, you've got an event coming up, such as a sales event, maybe a party of some type. They do catering, and they've been doing it for a long time, and they have something for everybody. So get the 12-piece party boxes, the 2-foot party set, whatever it happens to be, whatever your heart desires, salads, soups, cheese curds, fries. They have it all over at Cousin Subs, and even now they have delivery at Cousin Subs at select locations. All you have to do is go to CousinSubs.com. That is CousinSubs.com to find out where, when, how you can get yourself get your hands on some of that good grub. That is our friends at Cousin Subs, the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Joining us here in studio, fresh back from Lambeau Field in the rookie minicamp, Mike Clemens from NFL Serious Radio. How you been, Michael?
Okay, from the construction zone known as Lambeau Field, where they're rebuilding the whole loading dock there.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Really?
Completely took right outside the door of our media office there.
Yeah.
Completely gutted. Remember that famous scene, Rachel Nichols, the summer of 2008, and the meltdown with Favre, and
yeah,
pulling out one last time or the
right
pickup truck, and she goes out there and talks to him.
All gone. It's gone.
Blowed up.
Imagine that.
You know, though, remember this. Remember, is it about 3 years ago, there was a disgruntled, I think, former employee.
Right.
Who somehow drives past the security gate.
Yeah.
Down the ramp, down the driveway,
yeah,
through the loading dock.
And that gate had to be up because you can't just drive through it.
Right.
That thing is massive steel.
And then back into the hallway. And now he ends up crashing in a tunnel just, what is that, maybe 20 yards away from the door to the Packers locker room.
Yeah.
And the media auditorium.
Right.
I mean, reporters could have been killed. Well, nobody cares about that. But what about the players?
Yeah.
So,
oh, no.
You know, so when I saw that, what are they doing that for? And, well, you know, it's always kind of loaded up when the networks are there and they got beer trucks,
right,
and all that. So maybe they need to expand it some way. But I'm also thinking they're going to make it more secure somehow. Not that it wasn't secure before,
right,
but they must have some new plan coming up. So
yeah,
that's all gone right
now. Wow.
Total construction.
Who knew? There you
and
have
the Title Town thing just continues to grow.
Right. What was the big announcement, by the way, a couple weeks ago? They had some big announcement. Was it a new sponsor coming on?
Title Town Tech?
Yeah, that's,
you
what
know,
it was.
They cut,
yeah,
the ribbon on that.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You know, we were talking about this, about, you know, Nashville seemed to be such a success for a location for the draft. And, you know, when you look at Title Town right now, it looks more like a campus than a party zone.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's some great bars there and restaurants and a beautiful park there. But the fact of the matter is, the Packers are in the middle of about a 10 or 15-year plan where they saw the Patriots wrap a shopping mall around Gillette Stadium.
Right.
And then lease it out to stores.
That's exactly what Jerry did down in Dallas. He,
yes,
bought all that property down there in Arlington.
Around there.
So everybody rents from them.
And it's like playing Monopoly. And now, because your football stadium is a magnet for attraction, right?
Mm-hmm.
People want to go there. They want to stop by. And so, you know, it's gone like in three phases to where it was just a stadium where they played football, to Bob Harlan building on the atrium to saying, hey, besides, you know, 10 games a year and some playoffs, let's make it a place where people can tour Lambeau Field year-round. Take a tour, maybe have a wedding there, other kinds of events. To now, you know, the Mark Murphy era is basically, well, let's buy up the land around here and find creative ways to do it. Within about 5 years, they hope to have about 400 or 500 people living there, two blocks away.
Right.
And at least 400 or 500 people that work there daily in an office or mm-hmm. something. So that's what that Titletown Tech thing is all about with Microsoft. If you've got an idea for a new creative, maybe online kind of business, they'll open up a space for you. You can lease it. They'll consult
you
with you.
You can pay them?
You can pay them. And they'll help you start your business. And out the window, you've got Lambeau Field as your view.
There you go.
They're really smart, man.
Yeah. Hey, well, that's the – look. That's
and, you know, the thing I like about that idea, you know, look at shopping malls.
That's the biggest business in Green Bay.
Robert Kraft's got the shopping mall concept out there, right? Well, that business kind of goes up and down. This is more residential, you know, industrial or – you know, small business kind of thing, and that should be around a lot. That's more stable.
Right.
And probably works into the neighborhood up there a bit more. So learned a lot about that. So it's a rookie minicamp, and your first rookie minicamp with the new head coach, Matt LaFleur. Now, this was interesting. We were limited as to how much we could see in practice.
Yeah, I heard you talking about that. You mentioned it last week as well, but... And one of the things I heard you mention today, and I wanted to get to this because I was driving in and I heard you on the morning show say that Matt LaFleur acknowledged the limited access you had earlier.
Yeah. He was asked directly, like, hey, what's the deal, man?
My follow-up to that
is... Some of us have been here where we come for the whole weekend. We see scrimmaging.
Right.
And we see guys doing this and going out for... And, you know, I want to see Darnell Savage cover the best wide receiver they've got out of 49 players in this minicamp. We want to see this guy cover some dudes. And he goes, nope, not going to do it.
Not going to show it to you.
Not going to show it to the players. He's we're not going to do any more. You didn't miss anything, he said. We're not doing more than 7-on-7. I need these guys.
To know where they're at.
To just line up. Understand the concept.
See, that was my question was, is he ever going to show you or is he just not doing that? Because his thing is all about the ability to get guys to understand where they're supposed to be on the football field at any given time.
He does not want them swimming right now.
Yeah, just kind of lay down the ground rules as far as the expectations and our rules within our football team and had a lot of meetings. You know, there's a lot of evaluation that goes on in these 2 days, so you definitely want to give them ample time to be able to go out and prepare and play fast and really showcase their skill set.
Even though he says, hey, kids, you're being evaluated, by the way. Mm-hmm. They cut two today, brought out another one, a wide receiver. So here's...
Yeah, they cut a running back today, right?
Yeah. Here's a running back that had been with... the Houston Texans last year. He dressed for one game earlier at the end of last season for the Packers. They here's something that's just totally different. The practice starts at 4:10. I'm sitting in the parking lot at 3:30 and thinking, well, yeah, I can go in wrong, right? No, we'll let you in at 4:10. Really? So I'm watching the new coaching staff walk across the street to Oneida, you know, going in. And then who's that guy? And it's the new head coach, Matt LaFleur, you know, in sweats with his watch, jogging out of the office, across the parking lot, getting to Oneida, hitting the stoplight button, running, jogging through the crosswalk.
So he's basically doing what we do. Oh, only he's running.
He's running.
Yeah, we're sauntering.
Yeah, and I'm starting to scratch my head. I'm like, man, I never saw a coach named Mike or Ray.
No.
Or Lindy or Forrest. These guys always took the car over, man.
Yeah.
They always took the car over. Even Lombardi, I know, where, you know, Lee Romo showed me where Lombardi would park his car every day, you know?
Right.
This is the first time but you know what? That's the new coach. That's the new coach in the NFL. A couple of years ago when it was Packers at the Falcons on the road at the Georgia Dome, and I went down there early and I did some reports from Flowery Branch from the Falcons camp north, about an hour north of Atlanta. And Dan Quinn comes in. He'd been the defensive coordinator for the Seahawks, and heretofore it would be, and within a year or two, he'd have the Falcons in the Super Bowl and almost beat the Patriots. And the thing you immediately notice about Dan is, like, this guy looks like he's really a marathon runner. You know, he's in his 40s, tall, slender. He's got one of those jogging watches, the sweats he's wearing, the running shoes. And I thought, you know what, this is where the league's going to go. You know, and even the guy that he worked with, too, Pete Carroll, Pete's always sort of kept himself in shape. But I'm just telling you, there's going to be fewer Mike McCarthy's and Andy Reid's and Freddie Kitchens in Cleveland. And there's going to be more of these, you know, 30, 40-something coaches that look like they're ready to go out for a 10-mile jog or something.
Well, let's do this. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. When we come back, I do want to talk about the presence of Rashawn Gary and the questions that were raised when he came out with the shoulder harness, because I think that was the biggest, oh, my God, here we go again story coming out of the weekend. Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio joining us here in studio talking about the Packers weekend that was. Stay tuned. We got more of the Bill Michaels Show next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
I think it's a great facility because it just there's a lot of extra space around the sides, and then in one of the end zones where you can get a lot of good work. So everybody's spaced out. I think there's ample room for individual drills because usually, you know, when it is one field or when you go inside, my past experiences, you can't get everything done that you'd like to. But that is a great space in there. So pretty fortunate to have a building like that to be able to practice on every day. But I really can't wait for us to be able to get outside.
Those are the comments from the new head coach, Matt LaFleur, talking about the Hudson Center. Welcome back to the program. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Now, Quick Trip, they want to say thank you to all of you professional drivers that are out there. And you are the ones that probably use this the most. Professional drivers, you're now going to get rewarded for filling up your tank with the new Quick Rewards fleet card from Quick Trip and Quick Star. You can receive points for every gallon. You can earn free fountain drinks, coffees, showers if you're on the road and over the road with just 50 gallons of diesel, CNG, or DEF and go up to 4-time point multipliers. Pick up any card and get registered over at Quick Trip or Quick Star Diesel Stores. Download the Quick Rewards Fleet app. You can follow right online, see where your rewards are. And don't forget today, if you're in there, the dollar for Karuba Gold coffees, any size, that's it. Unless, of course, you're already earning points, then you may get one for free. But track your rewards online, keep using it the way I do, and you are good to go. It's that simple. That is our friends over at Quick Trip and Quick Star. But go to Quick Trip Rewards, Quick Trip, KWIK, Quick Trip. .com/rewards. You can do that as well and check it out. Mike Clemens joining us here in studio from NFL Sirius Radio. So they changed the Hudson Center a little bit too, huh?
I was stunned. I mean, they hadn't talked about it, but you open the door, it's like, whoa.
Because it used to be like a 70-yard field and then like a half a football field at the other end. It was like a T.
Like a T. Exactly. Yeah.
Defense was always on one side, offense was on the other, and then they'd come together for full 7 on or 11 on 11.
So you open it up now and it's like, it's a full 100-yard football field with a big Packer G right in the middle. I mean, it looks like a game day field.
Yeah.
All completely painted up. And a brand new turf surface, too. A little bit longer. Seems like a little bit like a longer kind of a synthetic turf that's in there. But brand new. Brand new in there. So all the Brett Favre spit is gone. Long gone. And it's just everywhere you turn up there, it's like, wow, this has changed now, and that's changed, and all that stuff going on. We got a really good chance to talk to all these new draft picks and the young players. Darnell Savage, impressive young man. The kid they traded up for to get out of Maryland, already got his degree, all set to go. You know, there's a calm and cool about him. We just didn't get to see him, you know, cover anybody, but saw him through some drills. Elton Jenkins, big, nice kid, you know, over a center from offensive lineman. He'll probably start compete at guard out of Mississippi State. And talking about his time there with Luke Getsy. Jay Sternberger, the Texas A&M tight end, younger. I hate to use the word project, but, you know, he only had like a full year at Texas A&M, but showed a lot of potential with like 48 catches. And so, you know, he's a good get for the third round. There's a lot of growth there, a lot of potential there, 250 pounds, about 6'4". He couldn't practice on Friday because he was dealing with an illness all week long. And he said, I hate this. I like to make a good first impression. And Kingsley Keke, the defensive tackle from Texas A&M, all the other guys. So each day this week, we'll have a spotlight because we got interviews with all these guys. You'll get to meet some. But I wanted to start off today with Rashawn Gary, the guy you take 12th overall in the draft. And there he is out there wearing the number 52 jersey from Clay Matthews, and we see he's got one of those black shoulder harnesses on, like Tremont Williams had, you know, his last tour duty here before he took off for the Cleveland Browns. And we said, so, you know, you're out there today at practice. Are you comfortable wearing that brace?
Oh, yeah, I'm comfortable with it. I'm wearing it. You know, when I got hurt in Michigan, I came back and I wore the brace. Me and the trainers decided just to wear it, so I feel comfortable playing with it, so I'm rocking with it.
So, yeah, I mean, the Green Bay trainer said, yeah, we're going to, you know, we'll put the brace. Even though it's just helmets and shorts, we're going to put the brace on for now. Just be get used to it, I guess.
Right.
If he's going to have to wear it through the whole season with shoulder pads on. Now, you know, you get a look now at the locker room, and there's two Smiths over where it used to be 52 Clay Matthews, but now it says 52 Gary. So it's Preston and Zadarius, the two guys they picked up in free agency, over in that part of where the defense is. And where Clay used to stand there and hold court, now it'll be this Rashawn Gary. Now, Rashawn has always wore the number 3 when he was going to high school in New Jersey, when he played for the Michigan Wolverines. So he had a choice of about 4 or 5 different numbers he could have taken. It was his decision to wear Clay Matthews' number 52 the very next year. Why did you pick 52?
5 minus 2 = 3. I wore 3 in, there you go. I wore 3 in college. So, but nah, man, Clay Matthews is a guy. You know, I used to watch his game a lot. You know, I'm a bigger type guy. But you know what? Just watching what he used to do. You know, his passion for the game, man. I loved it. As soon as I seen it was open, I had to take it.
Rashawn, you walk in here and you're between the two Smiths.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, but nah, just having my locker smack in the middle, that's a lot of knowledge that I can't wait to, you know, soak in. So, like I said, it's a blessing to be here and just having, you know, two veterans like that that's been in the game and been in big-time situations and know what I need to do and how to take my game to the next level. Those are two guys I'm definitely going to look up to and, you know, find ways and pull everything that they're giving me out of them.
Of course, right away, everyone's tweeting this.
Right.
Because 5 and 5 minus 2 = 3.
Right. You know? Yeah, I know. I think that I hope he's good. They keep talking about all the intangibles he brings to the table, that it wasn't statistic based. Okay. You know, but they're making him a pass rusher. You know, he's not coming in to be a down lineman to take on double teams, to allow other guys to be the pass. He's coming in as a pass rusher. So as a pass rush specialist, we are naturally going to look at how many sacks did you have in the 3 years you were at Michigan. And when you have 10 and a half, great.
This is the chess piece that, you know, you moved on from Nick Perry and Clay Matthews. And this is the chess piece that Mike Patton is like, here, move this guy anywhere on the board and how he's going to put pressure on the quarterback.
It's kind of like, though, look over here. Don't pay attention to the statistic. I'm waving my hand over here. Don't look at this way, you know. And I hope they're right. I hope that's what he turns out to be. And I'm not negating him, but you picked a damaged guy to be a pass rusher who wasn't a pass rusher in college. And now you're going to take him from a hand in the dirt guy to make him a stand-up guy. Haven't we seen this before? Prove me wrong. So it's natural we're going to come in with a boatload of pessimism because this has sucked in the past and you're hoping it's not going to suck in the future.
Yeah. And that was under Ted, basically.
Right.
You know, he would bring those guys in.
Right. Because if this doesn't work, this is part of Gutekunst's legacy. If this doesn't work, I mean, it's one thing if you did it and you're the first to do it and say, you know what, we just miscalculated. When your predecessor does it over and over and over and over again and you fail and you do it and it fails, you have zero room for any empathy. It is just hammer down, 800-pound gorilla jumping all
over. One of the guys from the scouting department, he said, watch the tape. Watch this guy wreck backfields.
No, I agree.
When he's playing for Michigan.
And
watch him.
When they show that, I agree with them.
You can watch the center, watch the tackle. They're pointing it. They can't run their play until they identify where number 3 was.
Right.
Before they set up to snap.
Right.
So the other thing is this, though. You know, first round pick, 12th overall, and all these issues and stories. And, you know, do you understand the microscope you're going to be under Rashawn Gary?
I feel like, you know, every player knows what's been said about him. And, understands, but at the end of the day, my job is to get better day by day, and I don't want to speak on that, but you guys keep watching, and you tell me later on.
I'm glad he's got an open mind like that. That was the one thing, out of all the comments that I heard, when you played that, when I was listening to that, That's the comment I like. He's like, you guys tell me.
There's the right mix there of swagger, but humble.
Right.
Like, let's all be buddies about this. But you also can tell he's chomping at the bit to put on the pads and show what he can do in the NFL. So I think that's the head seems to be right where it's going to be at. And let's hope. And he keeps talking about, I'm digging the playbook. I'm doing all the saying all the right things. And let's hope that you can see that progress as we get through training camp and they put him out there in some preseason games and then let him go against the Bears.
Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come back. I want to talk about the Hall of Fame induction ceremony that was this past weekend as well. Hey, by the way, speaking of Hall of Fame, there's a lot of people that should be in the Hall of Fame, and that is those veterans that have given their all and those veterans that continually don't get the recognition they deserve. That is what the Honor Flight is all about. And as you know, every year I've been a part of the Honor Flight and all of those interviews, everything we do, has come back during the Memorial Day weekend on a very special broadcast on this program. Nothing's going to change. This year, again, you're going to hear from a lot of the veterans taking the Honor Flight. You're going to hear a lot of their stories. So look forward to that very special broadcast coming up on Memorial Day, that Monday Memorial Day, out of the weekend, when we are going to pay honor to those that have served and those that are going back to D.C. to go to their memorials to see those that have either fallen or just to kind of observe their portion of history. So don't forget, that is coming up on Memorial Day as the Honor Flight again returns to D.C. to take a whole plane load of veterans over to their memorials and to see a lot of their different, their eras, so to speak, when it comes to this nation's history. Let's do this. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. More with Mike Clemens in studio right after this.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
We've already decided that I'm a man of few words, but so you're not going to get very much out of me. Other than to say, this is a great honor. I appreciate it more than you can ever know. I want to thank all the people with the organization here. Thank my family at home, and wish you all the best. This means a lot to me, and I can say go Pack go.
There you go, Ted Thompson, as he makes his Hall of Fame, Packers Hall of Fame induction speech, and it culminates, and Ted getting a nice round. And you know what? He deserves it. I mean, he's the guy that pulled the trigger on Aaron Rodgers when nobody thought they needed a quarterback at that point in time. Brett had started to waver back and forth. You know, look, say what you want about the latter portion of Ted's career. I mean, the overall career brought a championship and four NFC title games to Green Bay, and they probably should have won another Super Bowl, but you can't ask for much more than that and the consistency in the postseason. This portion of the program being brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Joining us here in studio, Mike Clemens from NFL Sirius Radio. So kind of nice that Goody walks by and says, hey, Mike, how you doing? Here, want you to meet my wife?
Very nice.
You know, very good.
It's a whole new era up there. Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson said, are you going to this thing Saturday night? Why? I said, I'll be up there for minicamp. You got to go to this. Really? No. And I'd been to them several times before, but it's kind of, tapered off in terms of some of the people that were inducted or the media veils and whatever. Okay, yeah. So I, brought along the suit, and I meet these guys, and I sit down with Leroy and with Gary, and then all of a sudden Mason Crosby and his wife come and sit down next to me. And then Jordy Nelson takes the place next to Mason there. So, hey, guys, how you doing?
Yeah.
This is pretty good. We've got a pretty good table here, not far here from the head table and from the podium inside the atrium there. Thing is completely sold out. You know, hundreds of tables and servers and everything and the program. And then I'm looking around, and everybody's back. Everybody's back at this thing. So I go, I got to get up and let me go and talk to some of these guys. So there's Ron Wolf. And, Ted Thompson, quiet guy, clearly really smart, but, not the dynamic personality you put at the head of a football operation necessarily, just because.
Not when he doesn't want to be.
Well, yeah.
Head of a personality, so to speak.
Right, right. And so I asked Ron Wolf, because Ted plays for the Houston Oilers basically as a backup linebacker and special teams player for 13 seasons, long career. You know, takes plenty of hits. And then in the 80s becomes an investment broker, a math guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so in 1992, as Ron Wolf comes into Green Bay, he makes the trade for Favre, and he's hired Mike Holmgren, and he's starting to put together his scouting staff. What makes him hire a guy that hasn't played in 10 or 12 years and is an investment broker? What makes him hire him as not only a scout, but actually gives him kind of an assistant director title? I said, how did you get turned on to Ted Thompson?
How did he become one of our scouts? He was a very close friend of Mike Reinfeldt. Mike Reinfeldt was the CEO here. Maybe he wasn't the CEO, he's whatever he was here. He recommended Ted to me. He said, why don't you bring him in and see whether or not he could be a scout? We did that, had a little session with him, a little format that we put together for all our scouts. Ted did the work and did very well and hired him.
You know, I thought that one of the greatest testimonies to how good a talent evaluator Ted Thompson is how upset Mike Holmgren was when he found out he was leaving Seattle and coming back to Green Bay.
I mean, look at the job he did. He put together a Super Bowl team in Seattle and came here and put together a Super Bowl team here and won here. Now, part and parcel of that is guys like Ted Thompson, John Snyder, John Dorsey, Scott McLuhan, all the guys, Brian Gutekunst, all the guys that became general managers, and Reggie McKenzie. So that is quality, and that's the reason we were so successful.
Got to beat Scott McLuhan, Joe.
I
really cool.
It's interesting that he just said he was recommended. I like the fact that he says, I don't know what he was around here. Talking about the CEO.
So he talked about Mike Reinfeldt, okay? Now, here's the Mike Reinfeldt story. From Baraboo, Wisconsin. And then when I was a student at UW was University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, late 70s, you know, we're told, yeah, we used to have a football team. They just wrapped it up a couple of years ago. Really? Because they had Division I basketball. Doug Gottlieb's dad was the head coach back then. And wow. And so then, like, the Oilers were on a preseason game against the Packers, and we said, oh, look at this safety, Reinfeldt. Look at this guy. And he was good. He's making plays all over the field. So every time the Oilers were on, we'd always watch this guy because he was the last UWM Panther to play on the football team before they shut it down. And he got picked up by the Raiders, released, and then the Houston Oilers picked him up. So Mike Reinfeldt goes from football player to then he becomes a scout for the Packers. And then he becomes the COO, not CFO or CEO, but CFO. He's a financial guy, but he was working with the Packers in the 90s, eventually becomes a front office guy for the Oilers and then Titans, okay, with that family. They hired him back. So he's another one of these guys, you know, from the Ron Wolf tree that's gone on and been very successful. But he originally started out as a Green Bay guy. So Mike Reinfeldt then ends up being the presenter for Ted Thompson, inducted into the Packers Hall of Fame, and here's Mike from the stage.
I've known Ted for over 40 years, and we worked together at three different organizations in the NFL. During that time with Ted, he was my best man. He was the godfather of my children, and he was my closest friend. I first met Ted when we were both playing in the NFL. It was 1976. I was fortunate that the Houston Oilers picked me up, and Bum Phillips welcomed me to the team. He was the head coach. And the first thing Bum Phillips did when I arrived at the team, he walked me into the locker room, and he took me up to Ted Thompson and introduced me to Ted. And he said, Ted, can you help Mike get squared away? And Ted looked at me and he said, you'll be okay. And then he walked away. But honestly, though, Ted and I have been looking out for each other ever since. You know, and I tell this story for two reasons. First of all, I tell it because it showed the type of confidence and trust that Bum Phillips had in Ted Thompson. Plus, for me, it was the start of a lifelong friendship.
You know, I can see Ted doing that, too.
Sure, that's it.
He'll be fine. And he walks
You're away. All right.
You would think with the changeover, the turnover in that front office, you know, all these guys that are in there, they've been working 10 or 15 years, 15-hour days, day after day, year after year. They're making six figures. They're all trying to get to the seven-figure job, right? They're all trying to be GMs. And time is running out on the clock, and so John Dorsey leaves, and John Schneider left before that, and took the Seahawks to two Super Bowls with Pete Carroll. And these, you thought there'd probably be fractions, right? That's what everybody would anticipate. They were all back. Mm-hmm. They were all. John Dorsey was there. Reggie McKenzie, who went on to run the Raiders, now is a consultant with the Dolphins, was there. Elliot Wolf, who got passed over, he was there. Ron was there. Scott McLuhan, super scout, who helped build the 49ers, the Redskins most recently. Now he's a consultant to several teams. Scott was there, really sharp guy. John Schneider, he couldn't come because the Seahawks had their mini camp going on too. So he had a video tribute. All these guys that have been in that office, they were back there for Ted and for Bob Harlan. Bob Harlan was there. So that I really found interesting. I mean, at one time your team, the next time you're competing, and all the while these guys are competing for the jobs within the office, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for the say and all that. But they're all grateful for what the Ron Wolf School of how to put together an NFL team. That's where they're all from. Ted on down, all these guys. And then, you know, the agent of change, the guy running the show these days, Mark Murphy, comes up to the podium and talks about Ted Thompson. He's an odd guy, but this is why I continued on with him when I took over for Bob Harlan as the GM of the Green Bay Packers.
Ted, I've never played poker with you, but I'm guessing you were a very good poker player. So sat in with Ted for 10 years in the draft, and you know, he never got excited. He always remained calm. Wanted to talk a little bit about the summer of 2008. Brett retired, changed his mind, kind of went back and forth. We call it the summer of Favre. It was my very first year with the Packers. And I tell you, I cannot tell you how impressed I was with Ted Thompson. The way that he handled that situation, and you remember it, there was all kind of media coverage. There was tremendous pressure. Why don't you bring Favre back? Why don't you do this? And he showed me that he was not afraid to make a difficult decision and stick to it. And he said, you know, we've made a commitment to Aaron to be our starter, and we're going to stick with it. But the other thing that Ted talked about during that time was he said, you know, Brett's one of ours. We have to treat him fairly.
So, you know, it's the guy's integrity. Man, a few words.
I mean, I know it's a behind-the-scenes story.
I've heard that during the draft that this guy, Ted, was so prepared, so mentally prepared, he didn't have to look at a chart. It's like if something changed on the board, he already was three moves ahead as to what could happen. That's where nobody could touch him. That's where people look at each other like, how does he do that in his head?
During that story, was there an uncomfortable feeling?
No,
just listening to that, it was kind of like, man, we're going back there again?
No. That's what you thought? That's what I thought? Mark, that's what Mark Murphy is, man. He's opened up all the doors on this stuff. You know? Get them all in a room and look at each other and face it. And, I mean, that's what he did. Hey, there was no holding back because listen to the next topic that Mark Murphy brought up.
You know, in my career, reality and unfortunate, I've fired a lot of people, and it's very difficult, but what I've found is that you can find out an awful lot about people when you fire them. And I have to tell you, Mike McCarthy was professional. He handled it with class and dignity, and I just want to recognize Mike for all he did for the organization. He had a tremendous run. And I'm confident that he one day will be up here being inducted into our Hall of Fame.
Nice night for Mike McCarthy, then, to get a little shout-out. Remember, there was not he thought they handled it poorly. And,
right.
You know, all that went back. All right. Maybe this is just a great big olive branch night. This was not only we're going to honor Ted, but we're going to bury a lot of hatchets
here. You know,
here.
I was impressed by it. I mean, really. I'm just impressed by it.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, I'm watching. I'm seeing who's hanging out. I mean, they're putting chairs up on the tables. These guys are still hugging each other and talking to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they're opposing, they could be against each other in the playoffs. There's probably been some bad feelings down the day that they were passed over for a job or they got fired,
right.
You know, like Murphy's talking about. But at the end of the day, man, they all cherish that they were actually a part of their organization and that this is the team that gave them the opportunity to be where they are right now in the National Football League.
Let's hang on one more segment. Mike Clemens joining us here in studio. Stay tuned. Final segment coming up right after this.
border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Hi, Ted Thompson. This is Mike Holmgren from beautiful Seattle, Washington. Unfortunately, I can't be at the celebration of you going into the Packer Hall of Fame, but I wanted to tell you this, that I'm very proud of you. I wish I could be there. You're one of the great people I've ever worked with, and you helped me get to certain levels in the coaching business because of how good you are. So congratulations, all my best to you and your family, and once again, enjoy the moment. You deserve it. Thank you very much.
There you go, Mike Holmgren wishing Ted Thompson the best. Hey, a reminder tomorrow night, don't forget the Milwaukee Basketball Hour, 6 to 7 on many of these same stations. Yours truly, Steve Novak, and our special Milwaukee basketball guest. Hopefully the Bucks get a win tonight. It'll be a packed house down at Rare Steakhouse Milwaukee tomorrow. Look forward to that. We'll tell you more coming up on tomorrow's program as well. Meanwhile, Mike Clements, NFL Sirius Radio, joining us here in studio. So, shout out from just about everybody.
Ted Thompson was there. People are like, oh, did he even show up? He spoke. He did. He went on the stage and accepted and thanked everybody. Then people like, well, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's such a diva. Like, well, look, it's the weekend of the Derby. He goes every year to that. He was just there for their off-season workout, voluntary. He's going to be back there in another couple of days. And so, you know, Aaron,
that's
though,
the guy that picked him, though.
Before he left, Aaron left this video tribute.
Hello.
No, yes. that's Aaron. Is that there?
Ted Thompson, congratulations on your induction into the Packer Hall of Fame. I remember the first time I met you was April 24, 2005, the day after you took me with the 24th pick in the 2005 NFL Draft, a day that will always be special to me. In 2008, during the changeover, you stood by me, you communicated, you backed me as our starting quarterback, and I'll never forget the loyalty. You were the architect of our incredible run over the years, winning the Super Bowl 19 games in a row, the roster that you put together year after year with Mike leading us and you pulling the strings behind the scenes. It was an incredible time to be a Packer, and I'm always going to be thankful for the time I got to spend with you and for the fact that you took a chance on a young kid from California when you didn't really need a quarterback at that time in the draft.
You know, sometimes these kinds of things, it's actually better that Aaron's not in the room because the spotlight, it's supposed to be Ted's night. If Aaron's in the room, because Jordy was sitting at our table, mm-hmm. people are, Jordy Nelson, right? They're lining up, waiting for selfies and all that. Lynn Dickey was there. He did a presentation where they did a flashback, a great Packer moment about the 85 Snow Bowl against Steve Young and the Buccaneers, you know, Lambeau Field. Chester Marco was there. Leroy Butler was there. Gary was there. So these guys, people are all, you know, mingling, and they want to see these players as well. But it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a night there for Ted, so that wasn't too bad. Now, they honored Jerry Perrins, who was a Green Bay officer that Vince Lombardi realized, we got to have some security. So he hired him part-time as a security guy, and Jerry's been with the team now for 50 years. He got a Bob Harlan Award of Excellence. Cliff Crystal, the longtime Packers reporter for the Journal Sentinel, now team historian, he got a Bart Starr Award for Integrity. Bart and Cherry had a little video. Bart looks great. Threw a pass in the video. He's
really?
Cherry says he's doing better. And then the MC said, we've got a caller on the phone. Is the caller there?
Hello. Ted, it's Brett. I'm sure my accent, you're probably wondering which Brett it is. But I just wanted to congratulate all three of you. Of course, I know Ted and Jerry very well, and we go way back, and I thank the world of both of you, and couldn't be happier for both of you guys and as well for you, Cliff. Had a chance to see Ted yesterday in Green Bay, and was always good visiting with you. Jerry, you know I love you. No one can replace you, Warden. So,
no, Warden.
I just want you to know, thinking about you down here in Mississippi, and happy to call you friend. So you guys have a great evening. Take care, and I love you.
So Favre was in Green Bay on Friday. He taped an interview at Vince Lombardi's house with Peyton Manning.
Mm-hmm.
Then they got into Bart Starr's, I guess it was maybe his Super Bowl MVP Corvette.
Corvette, yeah.
went on. So that's going to be coming up on TV somewhere. Peyton and Brett do an interview. And then Brett goes across town to the hotel and sits down and visits with Ted Thompson. So for all the trolls that are saying, you know, oh, these guys, they'll never show up. They'll never talk to him again. I don't know what to tell you. It was a big love fest Saturday night.
Right.
And then they sat down Ted Thompson, and he did a video interview because he came into town a few days earlier. And he was asked, basically, the essential was this. You were on your way to winning a Super Bowl in Seattle. Why did you come back to Green Bay to, you know, try and save Mike Sherman?
This is a very special place. And when you do something good here that everybody can appreciate and everybody likes, and which is winning, it doesn't really matter if it's the Super Bowl or if it's the first game in the season. If you win the game and win the game in the right way, conduct yourself in the right way, be the kind of person and citizen, all of those things add up to a very complicated soup for winning in the National Football League.
And when the night was over, it occurred to me that's probably the last time that group gets together.
Yeah.
The Bob Harlan, Ron Wolf, Ted Thompson, that era's moved on.
Yep.
Now, it's Gutekunst, LaFleur, Murphy. It's a whole new chapter in Green Bay.
Good stuff, Michael. Michael is brought to you by our friends at Chili's with the mouth-watering signature sirloin steak, a starter, entree, drink, just $10. Together we Chili's. Good stuff, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you, pal.
Time for us to go. Go Bucks. Talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Station strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.